Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise God. God is good, and He's worthy to be praised. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my co-hosts. I want to thank my friends. I want to thank all of the newcomers. I want to thank the stars who are coming to the ministry, who are allowing us to come into your venues, into your events. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We take nothing for granted. We thank you so much. Amen. We're getting ready to go into our phase where we're into the presence of God. This is a time in which I am so excited. I've been looking forward to this moment ever since the Lord blessed me to wake up. And when I woke up this morning, amen, I had my mind on Jesus. And I was happy to be alive. I was happy to be awake. And I went to the place of work, and I was happy and joyful. And when I came home, I was happy and joyful. And now we're up to here, and I'm still happy and joyful. Amen? Amen. So we're continuing to walk into excellence. And I want you to go ahead and turn to Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. And we're going to be in the watchtower again because the Lord is doing some great things. And I like these strong words. And then we're going to get into our study of just basically adding, multiplying, subtracting, relinquishing or releasing the power of God, and praying. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9, out of the watchtower. Give thanks to Jehovah, for He is good. His loyal, I want to say that again, His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His loyal love endures forever. He alone. We didn't say God and His cousins and everybody else. We said He alone does great wonders, for His loyal love endures forever. He skillfully, amen, He didn't just put something together. He didn't just throw something together. He didn't just stick something together. He skillfully made the heavens strategically, for His loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, amen, the troubled waters, praise the Lord, for His loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights walk in the light, for His loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, work while it's day, for His loyal love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule over the night, for no man or woman worketh at night. This is the word of God. May the Lord, may Jehovah Jireh El Shaddai add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You on tonight for blessing us as we were able to make this day. We realize and understand that every day is a new challenge and every day is uncertain, but we know that we serve a certain God. We know that we serve a perfect God. We know that we serve an everlasting God. And we ask You right now, will we continue to have our minds set on You, to have our hearts set on You, and continue to walk into the path of excellence. We ask in the name of Jesus, would You bless each person that we listed who are in our lives, who serve as integral individuals who keep us on that road. We ask, would You give them strength and courage? Would You bless them, Lord Jesus, and keep them in perfect peace? Dear Lord, we ask, would You bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in. We ask, would You bless them in a major way? we ask, would you bless the young lady who said that she was hurting so much and cramping so much, Lord. We ask, would you take away those excruciating pains, and would you bless her to find ease and peace within you. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for sparing that group of individuals who are involved in an incident in Spiegelville, Texas. We believe in your angels, and we know that your angels were keeping watch over those babies, and your angels were keeping watch over those adults. We ask that you continue to bless the bereaved families all over this land and country. We ask that you continue to shelter, as far as the spirit is concerned, our young people, Lord, and whatever spirit it is with this water, Lord, we ask that you take it away. We ask that you give these children the wisdom and knowledge to know how deep to go so that they can continue to live if it is your will. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the storms that we've endured. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the uncertainties. We thank you for the pain. We thank you for the good days. And we ask that you continue to bless us to understand your perfect plan. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the yeses. Thank you for the open doors. We thank you for what is about to come, and we thank you for what has been. We continue to ask that we continue to be beacons, continue to give the word of Jehovah and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for all of the people that you have assembled, not only on the blogs and not only on Facebook and all these other social media networks, but in real life. We ask in the name of Jesus, whatever your will is for us, to help empower other people spiritually, mentally, and physically. We ask, Lord, would you show us that path as we continue to walk in excellence. We thank you for the opportunities to be able to step on platforms. We thank you for the opportunities to be able to be media and capture some moments that we wouldn't capture in a lifetime. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you bless these allergies and bless these headaches and bless these body aches, Lord, because we know that you can do it. We ask that this ministry on tonight be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for all the individuals who are on the line, those who are coming, and those who will listen at a later time. We ask that you continue to bless each and every person this summer, Lord. Bless them in their academia. Bless them, Heavenly Father, socially, emotionally. Bless our seniors as far as students who are trying to pass tests. Bless our seniors as far as seasoned seniors to remain safe. Bless our young people, Lord. And just bless everybody, Lord. And anybody who is out of place, out of balance, not where they're supposed to be, we ask, Lord, would you put them back in place? We have many children who are missing. We don't know if they've run away on purpose or if they're just missing. Somebody snatched them. But, Lord, we ask, would you keep them safe? Bless them to find their way home. We still pray for those Nigerian girls whom we haven't forgotten over the years who have been sent overseas for whatever reason. We pray their strength in the Lord and their parents. We ask, Lord, would you bless each graduate who walked across the stage, young, old, otherwise. Would you bless them to utilize their knowledge and skills in a way that would help not only themselves but other people as well. We ask that you continue to help us to establish different opportunities for our young people to understand right from wrong. And would you help us and bless us to continue to forgive those who do not know you, Lord. We know, Lord, that there is 40-40, and we're expecting your return. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things you've already done and the things you're going to do. Now, Lord, as we get ready to move higher and get into your presence, we ask, Lord, would you bless each person who's on the line and those who are coming? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. All right. This is a night in which we are to get into the presence of God. And this is also a night, I have some new people, so I have to go over it as if this was our first day. Every Monday, we try to faithfully write things that we're going to add in our lives, we're going to multiply, we're going to balance, that we're going to put God's power on, and what we're going to pray over is for in as well as the blessing. So what I want you to do, and I'm going to read the scripture to you in a few minutes, but I want you to draw across the cross. cross that Jesus hung on. So just make a T, okay? For all you mathematicians, these are intersecting lines. Amen. And then I want you to go ahead and make it seem like it's a railroad, so put another line going across as if you had a railroad. So you should actually have six blocks. If you don't, then create six blocks. Okay? So a cross and then a railroad. And I want you, because we have to remember that everything is focused on Jesus, so I want you to put just a circle where those lines intersect, where those lines come together. I want you to put two circles. So wherever those lines intersect, for the by the first line and the second line. And so you should have a line with a circle in the middle. Okay? Does that make sense? So let me explain it to you again. So you're going to make a cross. Okay? Matter of fact, let's make it simpler. Draw a straight line going up and down. Then draw two lines going across that straight line. Okay? In the middle where you see those lines intersect to come together, you're just going to make a black dot. And then you're going to go down where the other line intersect and make a black dot. So both of those lines that are going across should have a black dot where those two lines intersect. Okay? All right. That represents Jesus, and that represents the stronghold and the power of God. God holds things together. When we want to fall apart, amen, God holds things together. He says, I hold you together, amen. He says, when you should fall apart, he says, I'm holding you up. I'm sustaining you. That is a representation of God holding us up. He's keeping things together. It's kind of like knots. When you tie a knot into something, amen, you're holding it together. Well, that's how this is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the scripture that I have in my journal says, and we know that all things, it didn't say some things, it says all things work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. Let me read that again. And we know that all things, A-double-L, things work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. Whose purpose? Jehovah's purpose, God's purpose, Jesus' purpose. Romans 8:28. In the first box, which is to your left, the first box, I want you to put add. You can just put a plus sign, that's fine. The second box, which is the neighbor, I want you to put multiply, put an X. Okay, come down from add, I want you to put balance, like a balance beam. We talked about that. As a matter of fact, that's why that line is there, because you have to have balance in your life. Okay, the imbalanced neighbor is the power of God. Put power in the next box. Then when you come down from balance, you're going to put prayer. And then from power, you're going to put blessing. So, in the boxes to the left, you should have add, balance, and power. In the boxes to the right, you should have multiply, power, and blessings. Okay? All right. Now, let me explain to you briefly what's going on here with add. When we talk about adding, okay, we're talking about what do you want added to your life. Now, we're not going to be selfish. We're not going to say we want a lot of materialistic things, because it's not based on materialistic things. It's based on the structure, and God has to keep reminding me there is no limit to what you could ask for. There is no limit. God says, ask for what you want. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God says, ask for whatever it is you want. Whatever it is. Whatever your heart desires. But take heed, because you want to ask for what you need first and then ask for what you want. But listen. Listen. You still have your family. You still have your friends. You have your coworkers. You have people that you meet on a daily basis. You have your neighbors. You have your community. Don't forget about those people. If you know that somebody's in a convalescent home or somebody's in the hospital, pray for those individuals. Put something down that they can add to their lives. Because sometimes we have to serve as intercessories. And so we can't be selfish. We have to help each and every person. Okay? But we can't neglect ourselves. And just because God is listening and because God is answering prayers does not mean that we just be selfish and just focus on us, because it's more to it than just us. Of course, we want the blessings of God. There are some things that we need, things that we want, and we're going to make that known. But don't just make it all about yourself. Think about parents, your spouse, your children, you know, your neighbors, your workers, people that work beside you. Think about this nation, the individuals who are in London. What do they need right now? They need peace. What do they need right now? They need angels. They need the void to be filled. You know, what does that establishment need? There was a tragedy in Florida. What do they need? They need peace, a peace of mind. They need understanding. They need comfort. They need reassurance. They need encouragement. They need prayer. And so you can put that, because all of us need prayer, to be honest, okay? So we're going to go ahead and do that with the adding. Then when we talk about multiply, think about twins. What do you want double of in your life? Lord, I want more joy. I want more peace. I want more sleep. I want more rest. Some people say I want more things financially. That's your prerogative. Some people say I want more children. Some people say I want more happiness. Some people say I want better health. Some people say I want my eyesight to be better. Amen? Balance. We talked about that. And we talked about how a balance being, when we're on a balance with individuals, right? That individual can jump off the balance beam anytime. And boom, you hit the ground. Ouch. But when God, when we put God on that balance beam and we take God wherever we are, everything's always balanced and it's going to work out fine. And God says just because it looks like a storm doesn't mean that it's going to remain a storm. Just because it looks bad doesn't mean that it's going to always be bad. He says all things work together for the good to those who are called according to his purpose. So just because it doesn't look good doesn't mean that it's going to end up like that, because God knows how to turn the tables. He knows what to do. And God's not going to leave you hanging. He said, especially if you belong to me, he says, I'm going to take care of you. Amen? So that's the encouragement and the assurance that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we talk about balance. What's an example of balance? Example of balance is utilizing your gifts. A lot of people can sing well. A lot of people can praise dance well. A lot of people know about business. A lot of people know how to deal with children and relate to children. A lot of people know how to speak. Okay, there has to be a balance. You have to say, Lord, please set me on platforms that allow me to utilize this gift that you've given me. I want to balance it. In addition to having family time, in addition to careers and things of that nature, you ask God for balance. Then we talk about the power. What is it that you want God to put his power on? What is it that you want God to turn around in your life? What is going on in your life? What storm is it that you want God to just put his loving arms around? What is it that you want God to come to the rescue? God calls it rescue. What is it that you want God to rescue you from? Amen? What is it that, because God says he has more power than us. He says both heaven and earth. He has power, and this power is stronger than life and death, and we can't even touch those two things. And so if it's that type of power, then we know that it's going to be all right. Then we talk about prayer. Who do we need to pray for? Well, of course, ourselves. We need to pray for our families. We need to pray for London. We need to pray for Florida. We need to pray for the children who are missing. You know, we need to pray for a lot of things. And so we're going to put that down. Then we talk about blessing. What is it that you want? God says, make all of your requests known unto the Lord. That's what he said. He says, make all of your requests known unto the Lord. Amen. Now, this is a time in which God says, you know, we want to hold on to baggage. I told you about this yesterday. When we go to the airport, some people bring their whole house. Amen. But now, since there's charges, right, people start sticking their clothes in their purse now to pay for the bags. Praise the Lord. But with this, God says, you're asking me. We're talking about God, Jehovah. He says, whatever it is you need, whatever burdens you need to bring, bring them. Bring them to God, and you have a place over here to put your burdens, and that's the power. Whatever's keeping you up at night, whatever's keeping you sad, whatever's keeping you depressed, whatever it is. But guess what? You have to make sure your heart's right, and you have to pray to God about that. That's why we pray every time before we go into an activity or transition. We always pray, because sometimes our hearts aren't right. That includes me as well. And God is working on hearts on a daily basis. But when you look at the strongholds that I told you to draw, those black dots, God says he's keeping us together. He says, I'm keeping you connected. I'm keeping you. He says, I thought you were worth saving. And that's why I'm keeping you, because you belong to me. And so all of these things are connected. And so when you feel like you're going to fall apart, God says that he has a stronghold on you. And it's good when God has a stronghold on you, because if you fall, he picks you up. Right? If you need a helping hand, he gives you a hand. If you need a hug, he hugs you. If you need encouragement, God does all that. So we're going to listen to the song Yes, Lord by Mr. G.E. Patterson, Reverend G.E. Patterson. And it's the instrumental. And we're going to engage in this activity for about maybe seven minutes or so or less. And I really want you to think about this, because God is getting ready to do some great things. And just because God is listening and God is answering prayers and just because God is opening doors and providing opportunities does not mean that we just forget about everybody else and focus on ourselves. All right? All right. So about 7 to 10 minutes, you're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with the love. And I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrita. Love. Thank you. All right. So with this activity, I want you, as I said before, to go on and reflect on this activity. Look where God has brought us from, and we look where he's bringing us to. Amen. And so when we look back over many of these things, God has already answered our prayers. And one of the things that we need to adopt is, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. We know that no matter what, God will, amen, take care of you. He will take care of us. We serve a true and a living God. We serve a God who never fails. I was told as a kid that we serve a God, we serve Jesus, and he never slumbers nor sleeps. While we're sleeping, Jesus is watching over us. While we go about our day, he's watching over us just like a sparrow. And so I want you to just live life. I want you to be happy. Enjoy life. And whatever comes your way, whatever comes our way in life, we know that all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord and those who are called for his, by his purpose. I'm excited because I've had this opportunity to spend with you as far as collecting our thoughts on what we want to add, multiply, balance, power, prayer, those particular things. I'm also thankful and excited that God has spared so many lives today. I'm thankful that God is going to bless those who are not in balance to get in balance and to be where they're supposed to be, rightfully. We thank God for all the storms, because the storms only make us stronger. We thank God for the open doors and the opportunities, because those things really bring out our gifts. And one of the things that I want you to understand and I want you to work towards when we're walking on the street of excellence is to ask God to utilize your gifts in a mighty way. One of the things that I prayed unto God for, just individuals that I interact with when I go all over this land and country, is I want people who are not afraid to let individuals show their gifts. Anytime that I'm on platforms or anytime that I'm constructing lessons, I always like for people to display their gifts, because once you display your gifts, then I learn. Once I display my gifts, then you learn. It's not anything that is above or beyond. It's not about let people shine. Let people shine. And so my prayer is always to God that when we form this particular project, that we encompass individuals who are secure as far as their gifts and talents, and who allows others to enhance or allows others to display other talents as well. We serve a true living God. And on last night, we talked about the journey, and this is a long journey, y'all. Because in this journey, as I said before, everybody who is in your path is not intended to be in your purpose. Did you hear what I said? Everybody, and God said this, I want you to write this down and I want you to remember this. Everybody who is in your path is not ordained to be in your purpose. It's not destined to be in your purpose. It's not supposed to be in your purpose, however you want to write it. Amen? And so we have to pray unto God. And God teaches us. He says, you know, I've made you stronger from this. I've made you stronger from that. It's a lesson to be learned. And the reality is, once again, either you're near, you're close, you're on, or you're walking on the street of excellence. Perception is key. And you have to understand, what do I need more of in order to continue to walk? And I told God, I said, well, I need some glasses so I can focus. Amen. Praise God. And guess what? God's going to bless me with some this week. Praise the Lord. But we have to continue to understand and discern that everybody in our path is not supposed to be in our purpose. And unfortunately, in this journey, you might encounter one or two people who work for Satan. But I tell you what, if you're in the will of God, you're going to be fine. If you're in the will of God, God's going to bless you to come out, come through, come to, and he's going to continue to help you walk on the path of excellence. Keep your head up. Be strong. Stay encouraged. Know that God is who made us, not we ourselves. Know that everything that God has given, he shall continue to supply. I was speaking to someone today, and we were talking about something. And we were, how can I put it? We were talking about something. And I know what the something is, but I'm just giving you an example. But anyway, we're talking about something. And this is one of the individuals who was on my list for, you know, you got to keep us on that street of excellence. And sure enough, that same person said, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Because many times our hearts, for whatever reason, for whatever, our hearts are very stubborn sometimes. And our hearts don't want to let stuff go. But you have to. Because there lies your blessing. You have to love everybody. Even the ones that lie? Yes. Even the ones that steal? Yes. Even the ones that cheat? Yes. Even the ones that make me mad? Yes. We have to love everybody. Period. That's just how it is. And we pray about everything. The person said, you know, you pray about everything. But it wasn't fair. Pray about it. Let God deal with it. Put it in God's hands. Whatever it is. People go through stuff. People go to their graves upset. Why? Live life. Stop carrying all that baggage because you're going to have to pay for it. Stop carrying it. Doesn't make any sense. Okay? So I hope that this helped you kind of understand the vision and we made it plain. I hope that something was said or done to make you want to come back and make you want to continue to love Allah El Shaddai Elohim Yahweh, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope that throughout the rest of the week you tell somebody about our Lord and Savior, about Jehovah. I hope that you have a testimony to provide or to give to somebody that will keep them encouraged. I hope that you continue to stay positive, continue to walk into the grace of excellence, and continue to be great. Amen? Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking out your busy night to listen to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. And once again, I want to say this. I want us to continue to pray for our youth. Many of our youth are coming up missing. And when I say many, I'm talking about upstate, in Texas. Just know where your kids are. Kids, stop being hard-headed, calling yourself being grown, running away from home or meeting somebody. Whatever you're doing, stop it. It's dangerous. You know, as far as the water is concerned, I say this, and I said it last year, and I said it the year before. You know, if you can't swim, don't get near the water. You know, I understand about life jackets, but if you can't swim, a good idea would not be to go to the lake. You know, I'd rather for you to be in a swimming pool because it'll be easier for someone to help you. So I'd rather for you to be in a swimming pool. Make sure that you continue to, you know, just pray to God, uplift God. Make sure that you continue to be about the business of God because God is good. And he's good all the time. You know, like I said, I can't stress it enough. You really need you know, if you can't swim, don't go to the lake. Seriously. I mean, go to the lake, but don't jump in the water if you can't swim. You know, if you can swim, then so be it. But make sure that you don't go too deep. And just enjoy life. Have fun. You know, be careful with these four-wheelers and all these things and just things that kids do. Just be careful. Adults, same way. Be careful. And have a great summer. This particular ministry will continue throughout the summer. But be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, promoters, please Facebook @FreedalOve at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love to have you on the ministry. Also, my email is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members and friends, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. No, we don't know anyone in London, but pray for them, because they're people. That was somebody's child. That was somebody's father. That was somebody's sister. That was somebody's brother. Pray for them. We're praying and we're empowering people. We're uplifting people. Pray for those who are in the hospitals, you know, convalescent homes. Pray for those who are going through the storms, those who have been out of the storm. Pray for those individuals. Pray for yourself. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Speak over yourself. Pray for yourself. In addition to that, be sure to check out our freetoloveshow.com. That's a website, and stellargospelmusic.com. Also, be sure to check out some of the events that are going on. Be sure to check out Sister Kiara Sheard's blog. She has some good messages on there. Be sure to check her out, and I'm going to post it on my site as well. Be sure to check out different concerts and things that are coming up. We've had the opportunity to provide media and things of that nature, and we want to eventually put it into print and things of that nature. That's just the goal. If you need a speaker, if you need music, just email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com, preferably gospel music. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to live. Make sure you continue to enjoy life. Make sure you continue to be respectful to your parents and to the adults. Likewise, adults, be respectful to the kids. Make sure that you understand that God loves you no matter what. God's going to take care of you. Stop staying up late worried about the next day, the next month, the next week. Just worry about God. Worry about Jehovah. Amen. Worry about doing the right thing. Amen. I thank you so much. Today is Monday, so come back on Tuesday, God's will, as we will go into our study. I know that we had a double portion, actually a triple portion ministry on yesterday, but on tomorrow we're going to look at our prayers book, and we're going to talk a little bit. So be sure to bring some paper and something to write on. We're going to have a good time. God is really moving and working. Continue to focus on God and leave all that chatter alone, because let alone, nobody knows but God. Nobody knows how long we're going to be here. Nobody knows anything but God. And so, therefore, the focus needs to be on God, Jehovah. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, I have a couple of individuals, a lot of individuals actually, on my blog. And we have a couple of stars on there as well. But please be sure, if you want to be on that blog, to inbox me. I will give you the passcode. I do filter who comes in. Amen. Just like that gate we talked about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know that I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. I'm going to put the total number of participants that we have on this ministry, as well as the countries that are represented. I want to thank you so much. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Everett. Love. Technology don't want to work, but I'm gonna try to get it to work. Oh yeah, you have. Let's try it again.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.